thing.
Yes. By talking. Doing my hello, through. Gia. Hello, Gia.
I was trying to shake it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Hi, Keisha.
Yeah, that's just what we needed, is a strong start.
Yeah. Sorry. I was just trying to talk over the countdown, but we'll see if that's even on there. We
don't know. Yeah. Whatever. God, hopefully it's not, but I think it will be. And while I think of it, I wanted to remind everyone that we have newly stocked t-shirts. And so if anybody's interested, feel free to email us at atableatthetano@gmail.com and let us know what size you want, men's or women's or unisex. I guess it's unisex or women's, really. And we'll see what we can do for you. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, I've washed mine. I've actually worn them, sweated all over them, and washed them, and they wash nicely. Very nice. Very nice. And I felt protected from traffic and what have you, because I was wearing the hot pink. I was like, you will see me out here.
Oh, yeah. Is it really hot pink, Gia? Isn't it more like a raspberry? Well, it's not hot pink. It's
maybe a fuchsia. Like, it's a saturated color. Yeah.
I wasn't sure. What would your favorite, what would your preferred color be, Gia? I didn't really know.
I like that pink.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I mean, my favorite color in what sense? To wear or just
like in a t-shirt? If you had your pick, what color would you prefer?
You know, I've changed it up quite a bit. Like, my brother gave me a red t-shirt, and I never would get myself anything red. But now I kind of like red.
Yeah, okay. So, all right.
But I like a hot pink. And, of course, you know I'm prone to stripes of any kind.
I was going to say, I know you like an animal print, but
I like an animal print or a stripe or a polka dot.
Uh-huh. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure how are common in a t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about all the summer print dresses we had going on General Hospital.
Yeah, I guess you got to be careful what you wish for, because I always have wished for more prints, and now I'm not.
Man, really.
Yeah, there's a lot of prints.
A lot of prints, and between the pool covers and the wraps, and then now we had the, you know, Quartermain picnic or whatever you want to call that.
Yeah.
And there was a lot going on in the way of fashion.
Fits, clothing.
Outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. We can talk about it. Whatever.
Was there a least favorite print, Gia, or a person in a print?
I don't know if there's nothing wrong with the dress, but I'm still jarred by seeing Sam in her new feminine.
I know.
Like, and she was wearing this thing with sort of little cutout sides, which I guess is the.
Yeah, that seemed like a little bit of a weird.
Weird it's thing a thing there. Now, I think. But if I had that, it would just be like, oh, please. You know,
like bread loaves sticking out the side.
It'd be like a Play-Doh machine, you know?
Yeah, people would be like poking it with their fingers.
Yeah. Is that all you? But anyway,
wow.
I just find this new Sam a little jarring. Like, it's so girly.
Yeah.
Not that it's not girly, her old sort of tough Sam black t-shirt look, but this is so 180 from how she used to.
Yeah.
I don't know. She never would have worn that back in the Jason days. Never, ever.
No, you can't hop on a motorcycle in an outfit like that.
Yeah, she would have been wearing some sort of plunging neckline shirt or something. I don't know. But whatever, I guess that's, people change. She wants to be, sure.
I don't know. It feels like it's sort of like a cliched like definition or version of like what feminine is. And I feel like, you know, Dante would have been, you know, all over the old Sam. I mean, Lulu was kind of a tomboy, right?
She started out as a tomboy.
The original Lulu was more of a tomboy. Yeah.
The next Lulu. I think there were just two. Were there just two?
I think so. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was less tomboy, but she wasn't like uber girly. And I don't know, what does girly mean? I feel like I've been nothing but negative lately. And maybe I should just get it out of my system and then be positive.
All right. I didn't find there was a lot to be positive about in the last three episodes.
I really liked, but
Okay,
but
go
I want to get.
I
want
to
get something negative.
Okay.
I want to get something negative out. Okay. I am starting to really dislike the Portia character.
Yeah. Well, yeah, whoa. I do too. Oh. Yeah. There's like the squealing.
There was one squeal that came out, and I was like transported back to when I watched Deliverance that time. And it changed me. I was babysitting, and it was late, late night, you know, and you watch whatever movies come on. Yeah, so it's like, oh, I can watch Soul Train, or hey, here's a movie, and they're kayaking or whatever, you know. And the next thing you know, you're in this hour and a half, 2 hour nightmare, and you're only 12, and you can't
you can't undo
some of the damage, you know. And by the time the parents got home, I was like a
shaking in the corner,
shaking mess.
Don't touch me.
And I, just so people know, the child had gone to sleep hours and hours ago. I wasn't watching. I wasn't watching Deliverance with the child.
Oh, even with that, a lot wrong with that story, Gio.
No, I put the little girl to bed right on time, whatever it was. And this was like, you know, I don't remember. You remember they used to show just old movies like after the news hour or something? I don't know. I didn't know what I'd come upon there. And I couldn't turn away. But anyway, that squeal that Portia did.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like all the jumping up and down and the
slapping
and the yay and the it's like,
I mean, if you're like 21 and it's your first engagement or you know whatever, but it just seems like at this point,
I don't think I was 21 when I was engaged. I was in my early 20s and I did not behave that way.
No, I can't picture you ever squealing. Thank God. That's one reason we're friends, I think.
And I don't think I ever jumped up and down and like did that weird little hand clappy I don't like the way she is with Trina.
Yeah. I know. It's all pretty crappy. And Portia's got a lot that she should be ashamed of, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the fact that she's an aspiring murderess. I cannot get beyond that. That may be the reason for all of this.
I know.
You know, it's so funny though. It's not really funny. I guess it's a flaw in my character that I know that Ava has killed people.
Say that. That's different. Because that's savior. Kind of true to her nature. She's not pretending to be anything else, really.
Is that what it is? We just need the characters to be more true to themselves.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I didn't like any of that. And the weird, did we have a foreshadow there of Jordan falling ill again, where she had the little moment and Spencer brought her the water? At first I thought she'd gone to the bar and just knocked back some
fireball. I thought she was just kind of shaken by what she had really sort of confirmed that Portia was up to. But
I was wondering if we were setting up a long-term love triangle again, when Curtis finds out that Portia's a lying
duplicitous slut.
Whore slut.
I guess it is whore.
And then we're going to have...
it whore?
You started it. I think you said whore, but we can whatever you want. You're the author of these objectionable phrases. But anyway, I thought, and then we'd have Jordan fall ill, and he would suddenly realize that I've really been in love with Jordan.
Yeah,
maybe that's a reach. It could be a reach.
Well, I mean, you know, nothing and anything is a reach on a soap opera, I guess.
Oh yeah, speaking of fashion, I know I'm bouncing around here. What say you to Jordan's straitjacket?
I must say I there was a lot going on in the area where it was tied, and Brooklyn had a similar sort of outfit that seemed like it was tied a lot in the front at some point, not today, but in the past. And I wondered if it was the same Fashion Institute student who had designed both. But I do love a Mandarin collar, like Jordan's
hat.
And I love that color also. So it wasn't got it points
like
for that.
Khaki? Was it like a khaki, right?
Oh, I was thinking of the light blue, like the sky blue thing she had on that also had the tying in the front. No? This was a
I can't
blazer.
Think of that.
Okay. I guess this was
like a weird like thing with a lot of tying going on though in the front and the back. Almost like a like something you'd wear in a when you're admitted to an institution
with nice snacks.
Yeah.
I'll have to look again, Gia, because I'm confusing it with another she was wearing yesterday. But
You know, it was Jordan, and of course she can wear anything and look beautiful, but I thought anybody else, that would have just looked so weird on.
I will say this, when she was having her little talk with Marshall, which, you know, annoyed the hell out of me on his side.
Okay.
I felt like
what
it gave...
What will you say?
What?
What will you say? You will say this.
Oh. It felt like it gave Jordan, I don't know, maybe a little more depth. Maybe not in anything she said, but just the experience. I don't know.
Yeah, there was an iota of looseness. Like, there was a hint of looseness in her exchange.
I guess maybe it was the relief that he wasn't going to just, like, you know, tear her a new one.
And actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was like, I'm going to have to ask Keisha to remind me of the lineage... Like, okay.
I know, wait a minute. I know.
TJ is Jordan's son with Sean, she told Sean, so Sean and Tommy were brothers, right?
I thought it was Curtis and Tommy.
Yeah, who's Curtis? How the hell is Curtis part of this? Who's Tommy and who's Curtis and who's Sean? Sort that out for me.
I was trying to yesterday, and I was like, why do I have to do this? But I think Curtis and Tommy are brothers, right? And Marshall
Curtis
left them.
And Tommy are brothers.
Yeah.
And Sean is not related?
I guess he was their friend, a friend of theirs.
And he shot the Tommy person.
Because Tommy was angry because Sean was sleeping with Jordan, right?
Yes. Sorry, I was trying to get the hamster going again. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. My hamster. Curtis and Tommy were brothers. Okay. All right. Because I was like, wait a minute.
Right.
Who's Yeah, okay.
Because we know Marshall is Pops now to Curtis.
Yeah, yeah.
And Marshall was worried that maybe Tommy had been, you know, acting strangely because he was schizophrenic also.
Yeah.
So that gets those two into his gene pool.
All right. Right. Get in the gene pool. Yeah.
The
Metrocourt gene pool.
And isn't it, it seems like, I know we like the setting of the Metrocourt pool, especially when the glowing balls are floating on the water.
Oh yeah, that is nice. Yeah.
That's very nice. But it just seems like a weird place for everybody to be running into each other now, you know?
Yeah. They've maybe overused it a bit.
Yeah. I just can't think, I know it's not really supposed to reflect reality really, but I can't ever recall a pool where like, every layer of society was running
is
into
just
each
yeah
other.
Running into each other and having meetings and
that's
so, true yeah
anyway okay. I don't know but
I don't know though I've never been to like a high-end hotel pool, so maybe that's a different vibe than your neighborhood.
I think it might be even like maybe like parallel to a swill hole.
Yeah.
Hotel pool. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I've been to like hotel motel pools. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
Of course you have.
Yeah.
And
I remember when we were kids traveling, though, like, oh, we loved that if we stopped at some place with a pool. They were probably disgusting. But,
probably,
you know.
Yeah.
But my parents just booted us right in there.
Get
in the pool, kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, where were we? Okay, we sorted out all that patronage there. Yeah.
Just a little shopping aside, I noticed they had those. Okay. They had those glowing balls. I mean, the pool spheres, the orbs, whatever.
All right, keep going.
You can get glowing balls if you swim in enough of those hotel pools. No, at Home Goods had some of them, and I thought, damn it, I wish I had a pool because I would buy those right now.
Well, could they just float around in your yard?
In the tub?
Yeah, in the tub, yeah. Fix yourself a Cosmo and put those in. Oh, speaking of Cosmos, we're having our cocktail party soon, right? We just got to settle on our date. Are we having the cocktail party when we're doing our recording, or is this a separate event?
I think we might as well drink while we're podcasting, because it's not like we're going to be any worse, right?
I don't know. I thought of it because I was looking up the Sicilian Thunderbolt, because I was like, I wonder if that's like a real thing. I know. And I came across, and I couldn't remember that it was Thunderbolt, so I was looking up Sicilian Love Potion, and there was some cocktail called the Sicilian Love Potion, and I was like, oh, maybe we should try that.
Should we try that instead?
Yeah, but I don't want to fall in love with the next guy that walks by in this trailer park. That could be
no.
Disaster.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point, Gia.
I'd fall in love with one of these parakeets out here. But I might have to go the martini route, though.
Okay,
because
you could do like your Ava. Do you have olives?
Yeah.
Would you have like a 3-olive martini?
I know I have black olives, which is not the way to go, but I would have to go get ingredients anyway, so I'll get I don't think she drinks hers dirty, but she'd probably forgive me if I did.
She definitely has olives.
Dirty means.
What does dirty mean?
You pour in some of the olive juice and a lot of olive.
Oh, yuck.
But,
yuck.
Do you like olives? I don't even know.
I don't
even know you. No?
I know. I can't believe I didn't know your favorite t-shirt color.
Well, I don't really have one, so that's you're forgiven for that.
Thanks. Does Rory have a favorite t-shirt color?
I don't know. He goes with dark colors.
Yeah, okay.
Generally. Okay.
Speaking of Rory's, what did
he
you
likes
think
the,
of?
He likes the Ukrainian sort of army green t-shirt.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Gotcha.
He was doing that first, though.
Uh-huh.
He was already doing
before
that.
Before
the
Ukrainians?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Probably because he bought a pack of 9 or something. You know. But what'd you say? What did I think of?
Oh,
what?
Of Trina's dress when she was hanging out.
Oh,
with Rory.
I loved that. I did love that.
I thought that was a nice print. Although her glittery eyeshadow didn't seem to work. That didn't seem necessary to me.
I mean, we never did talk about the eyeshadow using fish scales. But if any eyeshadow is going to use fish scales, it had to be that, right?
Yeah.
Get that iridescent.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, it was red. It just seemed like sort of a weird choice. I don't know.
It seems a little young, maybe, you know? And
maybe.
Also, is that a daytime look?
I don't know.
I don't know what. Maybe girls don't separate daytime and nighttime looks anymore. Like, I remember reading magazines and it would have like an outfit that you could wear to the office and then turn into your nighttime look or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny, as many of those magazines as we looked at, they didn't
have a bit
of an impact on us at all, did they?
They just shook my confidence to the core.
That's right, a negative impact.
Negative impact.
But. Yeah, but I think I think we can both agree Trina doesn't really need any eyeshadow.
She's a lovely girl, and I probably would like any outfit she wore, so that's not really fair, like, to say I love that dress, but I did love that dress.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we had some nice fashions going on. I liked the various pool covers. I wasn't fond of the fringe on Portia's look.
Yeah.
That's just not practical. No. Unless you're in a play or something, I don't know. But right. Which I guess she is.
I guess so.
Fashion-wise, we were doing okay. Let's see. Positives. Let's be positive for a little bit. Okay. Being positive. Here we go.
Scotty and Liesl are always fun.
They were fun. Yep. Okay.
Uh-huh. It's always a pleasure to see them. And
I actually enjoyed Nina at the end there when she was like, when she ran to Sunny and like, because there was a fire and she
sort of made fun of herself for overreacting.
Yeah, like, yeah.
A little more of that, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. So I liked that. Leo is my favorite in any scene.
He's very good. I liked it when he was just sitting on the table. It just seemed sort of like, you know, a Leo kind of thing to do.
Yeah, I like the way he like brings his hands together when he speaks and tilts his head. And generally the child actors annoy me because they're there as this voice, this innocent voice to make the adults uncomfortable by speaking some truth, you know. But not him.
No, and I think somehow like the other characters respond to him is also good too. It's not really like the same old kind of, you know.
Yeah, it's not the same interaction. Yeah.
It's better. It makes them look better generally, too.
I don't know why I like this so much. I have no idea why, but I like that Ned mentioned having shingles.
Yeah. I was thinking about that, too. I was like, shouldn't we have been aware of that, though, if he'd been suffering?
That was just such a real life detail, though, of somebody that age. I was like,
oh, right.
So maybe
he really did in real life have it.
Yeah, he might have. He might have, yeah. Uh-huh, that's probably the next shot we ought to go get. God.
Yeah, I know.
I got asked the other day, I was at the Walgreens, and they asked if I wanted my flu shot. I was like, what? It's like the middle of summer. Like, is it time already?
I think they said to get them early this year. I don't know why.
They did? Exactly. Why?
Yeah. I don't know, Gia. But
what?
I think
Jesus, what's coming now?
I guess it's just to sort of like make sure you're sort of well ahead of whatever's coming now.
Well, I figure if I get it too early, then it's worn off by spring, you know?
And do they always know like what sort of combination they need to put in those shots?
No, it's always a crapshoot, I believe. Yeah. So, anyway, I said no and got the hell out of there before they came. I'm just here to pick up some glittery eye makeup.
Oh, sure.
Let's see, what else did I like? Oh, go ahead.
Like, I was going to say the only couple. I'll adjust this in a minute, but the only couple that I was sort of happy to see come together that I could support was Terry and Yuri.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, that was funny. Is that the same Yuri that was always there, or is that a different?
I don't know. We never really got a lot of good looks at Yuri, did we?
No, but I loved Yuri and Brooklyn.
Yeah,
together. Yeah. That was fun interaction. Yeah. You weren't behind Brooklyn and
that's
and Chase.
What I was gonna say later, that I was glad that Chase finally had the nerve to say, you know, everything he said, because if they had like, you know, not come together and stayed together, it would have just been too much, right?
Brooklyn and Chase?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's already doing this stupid, like, oh, it was only the Sicilian Thunderbolt.
No, but then she kind of came around because he said more after that, after she started to get
nervous. I'm just tired of that dance.
I know. I feel like maybe they got to the end of the dance.
All right.
Because,
so you weren't in love with the Chase and Drew and their overwhelming chemistry and the fact that they couldn't even remember to turn the grill down.
Oh, Carly and Drew.
I mean, sorry. Yeah. Who did I say?
You said Chase. Interesting.
Chase and I said Chase and Drew?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes. Wow.
I know. Well, what it's, does you that know, mean? Deliverance, I think.
And, is that yeah. what's going on there?
Yeah, that really did affect you.
Sorry. Carly and Drew.
Carly and Drew. That I didn't enjoy that at all. Not even, I actually was kind of hoping the fire would turn into a big, big fire and make them feel like shitheads.
Yeah.
No?
It seems so forced. I don't.
Yeah.
And not today, but yesterday when he was beginning his seduction, I guess, with his grilling jokes and yeah. and you know, like, I've got a hot wiener for you or whatever he said.
Yeah, the last line on Tuesday's episode was from him, was and some... it was hot dog.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
really?
Exactly. Yeah. And I was like, wow, I keep thinking, you know, I can't like him any less.
Yeah. And then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I just, I'm not feeling the magic.
No, I'm not either. Not at all.
I just had a flashback to a class you and I had, a creative writing class.
Yeah.
With that little old man that was like a first professor.
Leonard.
Was that his name? And yeah. he used to do this thing saying you had to have like magic and something yeah. about skating.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do. I remember him sort of pantomiming skating when he was yeah. sitting down.
Sitting in his chair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like it was one of those sort of you can't put your finger on it, but it either has a magic or it doesn't
yeah.
have the magic. And they do and not have the magic
as
far as I
they
can
do
tell.
Not. No. Mm-mm.
I think we needed to establish him as more of his own character and not just, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he obviously was never really true to the original Drew character. So that was a difficult, you know,
that
adjustment
was difficult,
to make.
Right. Yeah. And then what is he? He's just kind of this bro, this guy, this
he's
dude.
He's a bro who somehow is like totally into like the business, you know, of running Aurora and all that. Bullshit,
and yet we never, know? Ever have once seen a scene where he's doing anything at all with Aurora.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and we don't see him with his kids, you know.
Right.
So.
We don't. Yeah. The things that are supposed to be so important to him, yeah. they have never shown yeah. him doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we actually used to see Carly at work. We see.
Yeah.
Who else did we see at work? Maxie
Olivia,
at work.
Nina.
Olivia. Yeah. But we never see Michael working.
No. And Michael vanished at that nighttime picnic too.
Oh right, and those are the lamest three-legged races I've ever seen. Why didn't they actually have him do that? Maybe they weren't allowed to for insurance reasons or something.
I don't know.
I was like, man, I've been to some lawn games and they were more exciting than that. But
were they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he disappeared, and of course Willow like yeah. stalled on the telling of her news. My goodness.
Of
so we're
course.
Gonna have another month
of course. Yeah.
of that business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Although somebody else was studying that. Who was that was studying? Oh,
well,
Ava.
Nina's been lurking around. Ava? What was
yeah,
Ava studying?
Ava saw them, I think it was at the house during that party. And there, I don't know, there it was very brief, but it seemed like she, you know, she was registering something going on with Willow, maybe.
Hmm. Okay. So and nice she had that. Yeah. If she could advise Willow, yeah. that would be mm-hmm. nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had a lot of Ava and Nicholas dancing around and Uncle yeah. Victor.
Yeah. Yeah. Uncle yeah. Victor being a douche. Oops, sorry.
Uncle Victor at one point turned and walked towards her or something, and he looked so funny and weird. And
yeah.
I have this scene in my mind where I'd like to have Esme, you know, pull the Nina and go into a coma and yet bear Nicholas's love child. And then the child will be brought back to Windermere to be raised.
Uh-huh.
And Fran Drescher will be brought on.
Oh, no.
Oh, as the
Gia.
Nanny.
Oh, no. That would be awful.
Or it could just be a cameo. Like, they could be looking for a nanny, and she
could be like a little dream. It could be like, or a nightmare that
oh,
somebody
yeah, yeah,
has,
yeah.
and they wake up
you
screaming.
Know. Yeah. Like a little, okay. Uncle Victor could wake up screaming or something. And...
Yes. Okay. I would settle for that, I guess.
But at least the first part of my idea is a cool plot idea, isn't it?
To have I guess so. Yeah. Yeah.
To have this Jane Doe wash up on the other side.
Pennsylvania side of the river.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they'll, I don't know how they would track down the Cassadines. I don't know. Mm. But anyway, she could certainly bear Nicholas's child.
Yeah, that's true. God, that would be so awful, wouldn't it?
Oh, and that was our big ending today was Spencer hearing that news. So that's good. I like that. Yeah.
I know, especially after he had such a heartfelt moment
with he had Nicholas. Kind of a tender moment there with his father, actually. Yeah.
And Victor had just sort of primed Spencer, which seemed absurd. To like, you know, put aside nice his to. Own sort of, you know.
Yeah, now that you mention it, it was not very Victor, was it? But well, I was feeling guilty though. I was feeling like, I was a shithead to my parents too. God.
But it's like Spencer is going to jail. I think he could be forgiven for not putting Nicholas's feelings first, right?
Well, yeah, maybe, yeah. But you're right. Like Uncle Victor hasn't settled into who he's supposed to be if he's like that was kind of weird. But, I mean, didn't you feel a little sexual tension between he and Ava today, though, when they
I thought he was sort of trying to, like, put that out there. Yeah. I also thought as soon as he offered her a drink that maybe it was poisoned. I don't think she should ever take drinks from Victor.
No, probably not. But she knocked it back and had some more.
yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if they were allowed to really drink on set? I'm sure they don't. But
yeah, that would be cool.
That would probably hinder their... getting the job done, I suppose.
Some of them would be better.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't have a martini. I had that martini phase earlier a few years back, and we all agreed it was a bad idea.
I don't know who we all is, but
I'm sure I think it was my husband people. My husband and I and everybody at that bar that night. It was the night I met the lead singer from Cheap Trick. Did I tell you about that? I told you about that.
Is his name like Robin Zander or something like
that? Very good. You were so good. So anyway, it was the end of the night, and I had tried to switch to martinis because, you know, everybody's, so many carbs in beer, so many carbs. So, you know,
I don't. Oh, so it wasn't about, like, not getting too drunk or sick.
It was for health reasons.
Geez, you are a doctor.
Yeah. So I think I had something first. Maybe a beer. And then I got talked to a martini. Okay. And I'd had a few martinis and I mean not that night, but in my life. And so I had one and then I was like, wowza, I better, you know, slow her down here because I'm on my way. And and anyway, so Robin Zander lives in this area or has a summer home or whatever.
Okay.
And comes into this little pub where we are. And everybody's being cool and like not, you know, mobbing him or anything, but it's like, woo, you know who it is. And he stopped to speak. So I'm in the meantime, I'm doing my job and I'll go ahead and order yet another martini. But I realize I take a few sips and I realize like danger, like wah, 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 danger. So I put it aside. I'll be like, when I'm done playing here, I'll drink this. And so it's the end of the night and I'm halfway into that one that I shouldn't have ordered. And I'm sitting on the floor and I'm packing stuff up or whatever. And he stops to speak to me. Lead singer of Cheap Trick. Yes.
This is going to be on his top 10 list of things he regrets doing.
And we didn't have a long conversation. He just said a few nice things. And I was like, you know, I saw you in high school. And I was like, I'm trying to think exactly what I said. I think I said,
did you say the word Budokan?
No, I think I said, do you, not like, do you know who you are? But like, do you, you know who you, like something just asinine, like just like, you know, And then he left. But so I was like, okay, this is not a drink for me when I'm in public. Not, uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, Gia.
Yeah. Yeah. Or something like, are you who you think you are? You know, I love you. Yeah. Something along those lines. I probably started singing at him, you know, like,
oh God. You know,
yeah. Went into a few lines of Dream Police or something.
Yeah. That must have been.
Anyway, seemed like a nice
solid
fella.
Gold. Yeah, he must have been. Yeah, yeah. Because he didn't arrest you or have you arrested or anything.
No. He got out of there. But it's cool when people are cool like that. You know, like they mm-hmm. are with Stephen King, you know, like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
like unless they're running him over on the side of the road. But,
right,
it, you know,
right.
like just let him be at the gym or in the movies or whatever and just kind of let him be. Because it's like, they just want to go somewhere and not be.
Yeah.
Harassed. Mm-hmm. So
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And definitely when they're so recognizable like that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Jeannie Francis, also, you know.
Yeah. Like, sure. You know, sure.
Our Jeannie Francis sightings. We were super cool. We didn't even speak to her.
I would say, I for the most part, I have not been super cool when I've had brushes with greatness, but, you know.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything naughty. I had to acknowledge, you know, who it was, to, you know,
yeah.
and say hi and stuff. Like, I had to tell Harry Connick that my mom and I saw him and thought he was fantastic. You know.
Well, that's okay. That's not being a total
stuff like jerk that, you know.
Yeah. Like that time the old man when Jonathan, is it Frakes? Jonathan Frakes?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Jeannie Francis's husband walked by us in a bar and my husband said, number one.
That sounds just like Rory.
Yeah, he stopped and chatted. He was very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're just people, really. But,
yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about martinis, and that was about
our
one-year
anniversary.
And now we'll get back to General Hospital. Let's get back to our ending moment there with Spencer and Nicholas. What direction do you think that's going to take? What do you want it to do?
Well, what do I want it to do? I guess I want it to bring Spencer and Ava closer together.
Oh, but it could, couldn't it?
Not
united with a common enemy kind of thing.
Yeah. And just, you know, just shared feelings of, you know, sort of being hurt, you know.
And then they sleep together. Is that?
Well, I don't know if I want that to happen exactly.
It could, though. She does like a younger man.
She does. She does. And Spencer is, you know, he believes Trina is, like, lost to him forever, so.
Oh, and that could be the moment, like, when Trina realizes Spencer is the one for her, and she comes upon Ava and Nicholas. I've forgotten how to say it.
Ava in flagrante? In flagrante, yeah.
Did I say the wrong names again? Spencer and Ava?
Yeah.
I said Spencer and Drew?
That's what I was going to say.
These Freudian slips of mine are all leaning one direction. I don't know what that means.
Don't either, Gia. It's curious, though.
Too much of this Orville show, I guess.
Okay.
They have like an all-male planet going on thing. That was sort of the plot line last night.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyway, that would be a heartbreaking moment, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And Nicholas, I think we believe he really does love Ava, right? So.
Yeah, he's just stupid. Stupid and weak.
And Esme really kind of wore him down. I guess she couldn't wear a person down unless he wanted to be worn down. I don't know. But.
Well, she wore him down, but if he weren't so stupid, he would have seen through her game.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
it
the
was
thing.
Pretty
it's
obvious.
A really a low IQ problem.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
the character, not the actor who I love.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah. Once again, let's just point out, we love all these actors.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the character, even the Drew actor. Oh, we were blissfully free of Cody, who, what was he doing? Like, there they are in the stable.
In the stable, yeah. Huh. Was he out with Britt? Were they supposed to be out on their whatever? Weren't they going to go to that?
Weren't they going to go to that? Yeah, it's suddenly crossing my mind that. Yeah. They
were, weren't they? A lot of the timing, like you said before, the timing and stuff, like, it doesn't seem like they're really paying very close attention to that these days. So.
The couple we didn't cover was Elizabeth and Finn, and that shit's going to hit the fan in a second.
Oh, and we knew when he put the phone down. Right. You know, she was going to see. Her sister calling. But she did.
Oh, is it her sister or her mother?
Yeah, it's her sister, Sarah.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
She's going to turn into ugly, evil Elizabeth here. Yeah. Shortly. She looks so frail and tiny.
She did. She did in her little country dress.
Yeah, she just looked very breakable.
She also seemed like she was really like almost manic-y. Like she had gone to this other extreme of being like super like affectionate, you know, and saying everything that she knew he wanted to hear.
Yeah, she was really turning it on, and
She's lying. Yeah,
because he's not that. He's not all that in a bag of chips. I could go for a bag of chips right now, by gummy.
I know you could.
I haven't had any in over a month now.
Really? No chips?
No.
What have you swapped them out for? Well, yeah, you
air, said... just oxygen. It's just awful. It's taken all the joy out of life.
Yeah.
Something had to happen. I was either that, or I was just going to go ahead and join our rugby crew, you know, and use this bulk for good.
Yeah.
Get in the scrum.
Oh, gee. Yeah.
Anyway, let's not get started on that. It's just depressing.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Yeah, so I think we kind of covered all that. I am glad they brought Terry back in. I hope it's not just going to be a comic relief thing with she and Yuri. Like, I kind of hope that maybe that'll be
a
real storyline. You know, not just like a Liesl and Scotty thing that's just kind of cute but funny and I don't know.
But they do seem like they, you know, really have. Like, I mean, they are always funny, but they do seem like they're like.
Oh, yeah. It's like a real couple. But
else.
But they don't give them kind of real stories to
delve
into, doesn't seem like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, so I thought there was, you know, some stuff to like. The little Sicilian Thunderbolt thing was kind of stupid, but also sort of cute. I thought there should have been ice in the lemonade. That was my only objection to that.
Yeah.
This cup of lemonade looked a little warm.
I guess it was a useful device because it allowed them to trigger all these like moments, you know, with all these couples, you know.
And it was kind of a nice little segue from the Shakespeare and the play and the whole, you know, it was kind of fun. It was a little fun. I liked it when Leo said, "That's Bottom's a funny name." In my own head, I was thinking, like, I don't think I could be talking about somebody named Bottom without snickering. And then he admits it, you know, it's like, yes, it is funny.
Oh, I feel like Leo would look at you and be like, God, you're ridiculous.
I feel like he'd look at you and think the same thing.
I know.
Not just Leo.
Touche.
Well, anyway, did we cover kind of everything?
Yes, we did. And I think you helped keep it way more positive than I was going to. So kudos to you.
Well, I just feel like, you know, anybody that tunes in is just gonna be like, God, all they do is gripe and gripe and gripe. And there are things to enjoy all the time. There's some frustration with character development, but overall, it's an enjoyable pastime.
It really is. Yes, we can't say that enough.
And there was one moment when I was like, "Oh my God, they're listening to us!" Oh, because we said something about they need to bring in Selena Wu again with Curtis.
Oh,
to
give yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
there she was there in the she park. Was.
Yeah, in a very splashy print.
Yeah, fetching print. Yeah, mm-hmm. I liked that. So yeah. More of her. Let's bring Curtis into some pile of crap to get him doing something other than being just like this, you know, ridiculous love
just
thing.
Just got real for him, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's
so, anyway, okay. I think they're listening to us is what I'm concluded from that.
Okay, all right. I wish we could leave them with some piece of wisdom.
You just wait till they find a pregnant Esme slash then, Jane Doe
and then
in the hospital.
Give Fran Drescher a call.
I just think everyone would love that. Wouldn't that be a fun moment? It'd be such a fun moment.
Yeah, she'd probably like be able to take home a Demi for like a cameo appearance or something like that.
Yeah. On the Orville, which I know, I'm sorry, I'm talking about the Orville too much, but you recommended
it. No, that's okay. Yeah.
But they had a little cameo with Dolly Parton, of all people.
Oh, uh-huh.
They have on another planet, they have this woman fall in love with her song 9 to 5 and she's quoting it all the time as if it's a poem. And so she becomes like the symbolic heroine of their feminist movement, you know, because of the 9 to 5. And so they have her appear in kind of a holodeck, which you'll have to look up if you don't know what that means.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I got to start watching that. Honestly.
I think we just watched the last of what's available on Hulu anyway. I don't know if there's another season out there, but
I think you would have
very enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're all caught up. But I mean, they must have had a huge budget because some of it was like actually movie-like, you know, with a lot of the big battle scenes and, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Pretty well done.
Excellent. Glad to hear
excellent. So thank you so much. If nothing else, if I have gained nothing else from this friendship with you.
Yeah, you got a t-shirt and a TV.
A t-shirt, a couple t-shirts, and that recommendation are worth the price of admission, I tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so good to hear, Gia. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah. That's nice to end on a warm fuzzy like that.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll plan outside of this for our little cocktail party. And
yeah, so it sounds like we might not be back on Monday, right? But maybe Tuesday?
Either Sunday or Tuesday, whatever works better for you.
Yeah.
We'll talk outside of this recording, though, so people don't have to listen to a schedule thing.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, good
okay,
call.
Well, thanks everybody and anybody who's still listening. We appreciate
you.
You're fantastic.
We heart you.
We heart you, yes. Okay. Bye, Keisha.
Goodbye, Gia.
See you.